What if the secret to achieving your financial goals isn't in the goals themselves, but in what you do before you even write them down? It is that time of the year where we are writing our goals for the new year, and there are three crucial steps often overlooked that could be the difference between just dreaming and actually achieving. These three steps are a game changer in how you approach your ambitions, transform dreams into tangible realities, and essentially shifting your mindset to unlock your true potential. Stay tuned as we unveil these three steps that could redefine your journey to financial success. You are listening to Her Dinero Matters, the podcast helping Latinas have increased confidence and control over their finances. My name is Jen Hempel, and as an accredited financial counselor, my mission is to help you be more confident and simplify your finances so you can save more, get out of debt quicker, and build your wealth. You have probably either already sat down to write your goals, or if you're like me, it has been on your list to do, but it keeps getting pushed back because of everything going on in your life. For whatever reason, during this time of the year, it is ingrained in us that we need to work on writing those goals, even though actually the reality is that we can write these goals any time of the year. We don't have to wait till the new year. But what's crazy is this time of the year, we're more determined than ever that the new year will be the year where things are going to change this time. Not like last year or the year before, that this year we're going to change things and make things happen. And I'm sure that sounds familiar because I've been guilty of it as well. But for whatever reason, something about this year, there's something, the magic in the air that it makes those goals more possible than ever, and you feel more ready than ever. So what happens? We write the goals and then we start to take action. Sometime mid-January, we start falling off the wagon and it's either downhill from there, or maybe we get back up, start taking action again. Something happens in life, we fall back off again. And depending on what's going on, either we stay off the wagon or we continue to get up and try unsuccessfully. Today is different because I am going to share with you three things that you can do before you even write out those new year goals. In fact, I have already shared these things with you in bits and pieces, sprinkled in past episodes, but I'm going to compile it in this particular episode for you. So I have made it super simple. The question is, are you ready to dive in? So, what are these three things? Before you even write your New Year's goals, the first thing that you want to do before you write out your New Year's goals is decide on a focus. I know it's hard to do because we want to do all the things, but we really need to hone in and decide on a focus and do one thing at a time. In episode 82, I talk about deciding on a focus. So hear what I said then.
Decide on one focus area that you really want to hone in for the next 3 months. So that is one focus area, no more. So would it be debt? Would it be budgeting your money, maybe, and planning your money? Is it really trying to figure out a good system to manage your money month to month? Whether a cash envelope system, a virtual system, a hybrid of the two, is it your area of focus, really focusing and making sure you're taking action on those financial goals? Is it really focusing on savings because maybe you haven't been saving like you wanted to? Is it really getting clear as to why you feel icky about money all the time? Why maybe you're experiencing guilt when you purchase things for yourself, those type of things. So pick one area and one area only out of those things. Now, this is not to say you won't be doing other things. Of course, you're going to be paying your bills, right? But your big focus area will be one of these areas that you choose. And the reason why I do this is because on those days that happen, that happen to all of us, where you're feeling overwhelmed with too much to do, you can take a breath and remind yourself what that one focus area. And it makes a big difference in terms of looking at what that one focus area is versus thinking and looking at a big list of everything that you have to do.
We've talked about choosing a focus, and we also want to create a vision. That's really an important piece. But I want to encourage you, besides creating that vision, think about what are some things that you can actually do in that vision that you can actually take action on right now to help create that vision a reality. And in episode 268, I talk in detail about this. So check it out.
These are seven ways that I came up with to start living your vision right now when your belief just may be lacking. And this was inspired by a book called We Should All Be Millionaires that I've been reading by Rachel Rogers. She has just things that you can do to start living like a millionaire. And this has inspired part of this episode because there are definitely some things that hit me when I read that book, that there's definitely some things that you can start doing now to start living your vision, right? In her book, it's like to start living like a millionaire. And so one thing that you can start doing is start window shopping for those items that you've been dreaming of. And maybe take a picture, a screenshot if you do online shopping, put it on a notebook, a binder that you can call your dream notebook, and look at it regularly. Sometimes those, when we dream and have those visions, it's crazy how some of those things become a reality more quickly than we think. You also want to find people who are thinking big, that are action takers, and hang out with them. Even better, hang out with people already living that life that you want to live. And hint, hint, we do have a community of this in Financially Strong Latina, La Membresía, and that link is in the show notes. You also want to splurge on something with some planning, right? Is possible. I'm not saying to overspend and get yourself in debt. Splurge on something that you like with some planning. Okay. That can take some money, and maybe it's something that it doesn't take some money, right? It can be taking some time for yourself, going to the coffee shop or just movies by yourself, whatever that is that helps you feel like you're living that vision, that dream life that you want to be living. You also want to compliment yourself regularly. I've talked about this before. We are so hard on ourselves. And I don't know about you. I am. And you need to compliment yourself regularly. And if you can do that, looking at yourself in front of the mirror, that's even better. It can be a how beautiful you look, to how awesome you are with your dinero. Remember, you're a true reina of your money. It can be any of those things, but it's important to love on yourself, to compliment yourself, because it helps those thoughts that come frequently on our mind, the negative thoughts. Maybe we've gained weight during this pandemic and we're down on ourselves about that. But if we look at ourselves in the mirror and setting that weight aside and look at how beautiful we look, for example, right? And compliment ourselves, that really will help put those negative thoughts aside. You also want to look at your home and think about what you can be moving around to make it feel like an upgrade, to make it feel like the home that you want to be living in. Maybe go buy a few things that can change the feel of your home. Go thrift shopping on the Facebook marketplace. I have found some really great buys. And just spend time in making sure that you feel good in it. So think about what that is, because really our home, and I've realized this in these past 5-7 years, because we've moved twice in the same area. Because the first house, another behind the scenes, the first house that we move into where we live, it's hard to find a place. Renting, buying, whatever. The housing just market, it just goes quick, whether you rent or buy. So literally I was out of desperation. Whatever house was available and was able to take, we took. And that first house was not that homey. It was just literally a home. And we're like, okay, we're a military family. We've lived in okay homes and we just know it's temporary. But then what happened is we ended up staying longer. So then we ended up moving to a better place. It wasn't like this gorgeous place, but we're like, okay, this is an improvement for a few more years. And surprise, we've been here longer. But it's important to, what I've realized and what I've learned is how much how you feel inside your home impacts your day. And I work from home. I work from home. So you can imagine it just impacts how you feel, your activities, everything. And that's why it's important to, when you talk about decluttering and doing all those things, it's important. So anything that you can do, changes that you can make that will make your home more homey for you, that will make your home more like what you want it to be. Think about those things. It doesn't have to be a ton of money, right? Another thing you can do is carry a $50 and $100 bill in your wallet, something that you don't spend, but just literally so you feel good and secure that you just have some cash on hand, right? And for the meals, what can you do to make your life feel more fancy? Is it some nice napkins or a tablecloth, some adornment for the table? What is it?
So now we've talked about having a focus and creating a vision before you even start to write those goals. And as easy as writing those goals may be, we need to ask ourselves, but are we feeling deserving of this? If you don't feel deserving, how can you reach that goal? And the fact is, a lot of us sometimes don't feel deserving of X, Y, and Z. And that really makes it hard to reach those goals. So before you write those goals, you really need to truly believe that you are deserving. And the bottom line is you are, but you have to do some work to believe that you are. In episode 268, I share with you exactly how you can do this.
So instead, I want you to start thinking why you are deserving and write your top 5 lists of why you are deserving of having this vision, of living this life that maybe you're not living fully right now, but that you want to live in the future. And one reason can be just because you're an amazing human being. You are. I may not know you personally, but I know you are special and I know you are an amazing human being. And another reason is this is your one life. You want to make it amazing. And a little behind the scenes, I've recently have been reflecting a ton about this, especially witnessing my firstborn graduating high school and having it hit me yet again how fast life goes by. So how do I make this count and make it count big and make it special and just really make this one life that I've been giving amazing? That can be a reason for your top 5. Another reason can be someone is looking up at to you. It could be your kids if you have kids. It could be a sibling. It could be your friends. It could be your coworkers. It could be someone, a neighbor, right? It could be anyone. Someone is always looking up to you. What example are you setting them for them? It's not to put pressure on you, but just know you don't have to do anything extra to make them proud or to have them to continue to look up to you. They already look up to you for a reason. So just keep being you. Someone is looking up to you. And that's a reason of why you are deserving. If they already look up to you and already know how amazing you are, you got to believe that yourself. Another reason is you are first class. Think about it. You are first class and you deserve so much. And I know all these allude to the same thing, similar thing, but you are first class and you deserve a ton.
I hope that you found this episode helpful, and I want to remind you that the episodes referenced today are linked up in today's show notes. But I want to know for now, what are you going to focus on right now? Speaking of focus, what are you going to choose to do right now before you start writing your goals? Or even if you've already written the goals, which one of those 3 things are you going to do at this moment? Are you going to choose a focus? Are you going to create that vision and choose what it is that you can do right now to actually create it, to make it a reality? Or are you really maybe starting with deserving and making sure that you feel deserving. And if you don't feel deserving, taking some actions of to really make sure that you are feeling deserving. So which one? Let me know by sending me a DM on Instagram. You may have already heard, if you are been following this podcast or you get my emails, that we have launched a new product, and it's called the Her Dinero Matters Money Planner. It is an undated digital planner. And let me tell you, I have to bring it up today because of what we talked about today. In the planner, it's going to help you choose a focus. It's going to help you create that vision, and it's going to help you feel deserving. That is a part of what is integrated in that planner. So as a valued listener, I want you to check it out. You can go check it out at jenhemphill.com/planner. That is jenhemphill.com/planner. And because you are a listener and I value you, if you use the code Reina, R-E-I-N-A, so Reina, that's queen in Spanish, you get 10% off at checkout. So make sure to check it out. It's really exciting that we have this planner. Next week, can you believe it, is the start of a new year. And what we're doing in the month of January, we are going to kick off a 4-part series to not only help you start off the year strong, but to keep the momentum going. So stay tuned for that series. Bueno, pues, that is everything. Thank you so much for joining us today and taking time out of your busy schedule. You can check out the show notes over at jenhemphill.com/380. That is jenhemphill.com/380. Remember that being of the reina of your money starts now simply by claiming it. I believe in you, and so should you. Nos hablaremos el próximo jueves. Chao.